Silicone. You know it, right? It's everywhere. Our kitchens, our cars. Heck, it's even saving lives in medical implants.
It is.
But how do we transform that gooey liquid silicone into those super precise, durable parts?
Yeah.
That's what we're diving deep into today. Silicone injection molding.
Sounds simple.
Well, maybe not. We're going beyond silicone injection molding 101. Uncovering the secrets that make this process so ingenious.
What's fascinating is most people don't realize the level of precision involved.
Really?
Absolutely. We're talking tolerances so tiny, they're measured in thousandths of an inch. Unbelievable.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty mind-blowing. So how does that level of accuracy actually translate into real-world products?
Well, think about those tiny components in hearing aids, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Or the intricate channels in microfluidic devices, those things are tiny. This level of accuracy is key to making complex, high-quality silicone products.
Okay, you've definitely piqued my interest. Let's break this whole process down. Where do we even begin with silicone injection molding? Is it literally just squirting liquid rubber into a mold?
Well, you're kind of on the right track. It starts with a special type of liquid silicone rubber called LSR. Ever heard of it?
LSR, okay.
We inject it into a meticulously engineered mold under high pressure. Then heat and special ingredients. Things like vulcanizers and catalysts.
I've heard of catalysts.
They transform that liquid into a solid, rubbery shape.
So is it kind of like baking a cake, but instead we're making a heart valve?
Exactly. And just like with baking, those ingredients, they're key.
They determine the texture and the...
Precisely. We can add pigments to create those vibrant colors we see in silicone products.
Oh, like those bright pink spatulas. Or those neon green phone cases.
That's it. And fillers, those are crucial too. They can boost strength, flexibility. We can even make the silicone biocompatible, you know, safe to use inside the body.
Right, for things like medical implants. So choosing the right silicone recipe is crucial, depending on what you're making.
It's not a one-size-fits-all material.
And what about those molds? You mentioned meticulously engineered. Do they really have to be that precise?
Oh, absolutely. The mold is like a blueprint. Its accuracy determines the final product's quality.
So no room for error.
Imagine you're building a house. If the foundation is off, the whole structure is compromised. Same principle here.
Makes sense.
We need precise measurements, often down to microscopic levels, to ensure that the final part meets the exact specifications.
Wow. I'm picturing a tiny little silicone gear under a giant microscope.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you get the idea.
But it's not just about the shape, is it? How does that liquid silicone even get to all the right places within the mold?
That's where the design of the mold gets really interesting. It's like a network of carefully designed channels. We call those runners.
Runners.
These runners guide the liquid silicone throughout the mold, ensuring smooth and even flow, preventing defects, and making sure we have uniform thickness.
So it's like a silicone superhighway guiding the material to its final destination.
That's a great way to put it.
But why go through all this trouble? What makes silicone injection molding so special compared to other methods?
Well, the precision we've been talking about is a major advantage. You just can't create intricate parts like that with other techniques.
Right.
Plus, silicone itself has some amazing properties.
Let's talk about those properties. Why is silicone such a popular material for so many different things?
Well, silicone is incredibly durable and flexible.
Yeah.
And it's resistant to heat, cold, even chemicals.
Really? Chemicals too?
It is. Plus, it's non-toxic and odorless, which makes it perfect for medical devices, baby products, things like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This combination of precision and those amazing material properties is what makes silicone injection molding so powerful.
It's like a winning combo.
You got it. Precise manufacturing plus a super versatile material.
That's why we see silicone parts everywhere.
You see them, I see them. They're everywhere.
Okay, my mind is racing with examples now. Can you walk us through some real-world applications of silicone injection molding? What kind of products are we talking about here?
So we've talked about how precise and versatile silicone injection molding is.
We have.
But what really brings it to life are the applications, you know?
Okay.
It's used in everything, from those tiny, intricate parts and hearing aids.
Yeah.
To the robust seals that keep things airtight in spacecraft.
Wow, that really highlights the wide range of this technology.
It does.
Let's zoom in on a specific example.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the medical field.
Okay, yeah.
It seems like silicone's biocompatibility would make it perfect for that.
You're absolutely right. Silicone injection molding is revolutionizing the medical industry.
Oh, is it really?
It is. One area where it's making a huge impact is in prosthetic limbs.
Prosthetic limbs, okay.
Imagine a prosthetic hand that not only looks incredibly realistic,
yeah,
but can also move and feel more naturally.
That's because of the silicone.
Thanks to silicone's flexibility, yeah, and the ability to embed sensors.
That's incredible.
It is.
It's like something out of science fiction, but it's happening right now.
It is, and it's just the tip of the iceberg. Silicone is being used to create life-saving medical devices, like pacemakers, catheters.
Wow.
Even those tiny, intricate components used in heart valves.
Really?
The level of precision we can achieve allows us to create medical devices with incredibly smooth surfaces, reducing the risk of complications like blood clots.
Oh, I see. So it's not just about the material itself. It's the way it's molded that makes such a difference.
Exactly. It's that combination of the material and the process that makes it so powerful.
It's amazing to think that this manufacturing process is playing such a vital role in healthcare.
It is.
But it's not just about life-saving devices, right?
Yeah.
Silicone's properties must make it ideal for a wide range of medical applications.
You're spot on. Think about things like drug delivery systems.
Okay.
Silicone can be used to create implantable devices that release medication over an extended period.
Interesting.
So a patient who might have needed daily injections could now have a tiny silicone implant that automatically delivers their medication.
Wow. So for months or even years.
Potentially.
That's the game changer.
Yeah.
It not only improves a patient's quality of life, it probably also reduces the overall cost of care.
Absolutely.
What other medical marvels are being made possible by silicone injection molding?
Well, silicone is also being used to create custom orthotics, wound dressings, even surgical instruments.
Wow, you're really painting a picture of just how versatile this material is.
It's incredibly versatile. Its flexibility, durability, and biocompatibility make it amazing for solving all sorts of medical challenges.
Okay, you've convinced me. Silicone injection molding is a rock star in the medical world.
It is, it is.
But let's shift gears and talk about another area where silicone shines. Sustainability. I've seen those reusable silicone food storage bags and collapsible coffee cups everywhere.
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere now.
How is silicone injection molding contributing to a greener future?
Well, silicone itself is already a relatively eco-friendly material. It's durable, reusable, and it doesn't break down into harmful microplastics like many traditional plastics do.
That's good.
Silicone injection molding is playing a crucial role in creating those innovative, sustainable products that are helping us reduce our reliance on single-use plastics.
So it's not just about replacing disposable products with reusable ones. The manufacturing process itself is becoming more sustainable, too.
Absolutely. Companies are constantly looking for ways to reduce their environmental impact. Silicone injection molding is no exception. Some manufacturers are exploring the use of bio-based silicones derived from renewable resources.
Oh, interesting. Like plants.
Exactly. Like plants instead of petroleum.
That's fascinating. So we could potentially have plant-based silicone products in the future.
It's definitely a possibility.
Wow.
And beyond the source materials, there are efforts to make the production process itself more efficient and eco-friendly. For example, some companies are using recycled silicone.
Oh.
And implementing closed-loop manufacturing systems to minimize waste and emissions.
It's encouraging to see the industry taking these steps towards sustainability.
Yeah.
It seems like silicone injection molding is having a positive impact on multiple fronts.
It really is.
But let's be real. We've talked a lot about the benefits, but every technology has its limitations.
Of course. Of course.
What are some situations where silicone injection molding might not be the best choice?
You're right. It's not a magic solution for every manufacturing challenge.
Okay.
One thing to keep in mind is that while silicone is incredibly durable, it's not as strong or rigid as some other materials like metal or hard plastics.
Right.
So if you need a part that can withstand extremely high loads or impacts,
yeah,
silicone might not be the ideal choice.
So it's all about choosing the right tool for the job.
Exactly.
What other limitations are there?
Another consideration is cost. While silicone is becoming more affordable, it's still generally more expensive than some other types of plastics.
Okay.
And while the production process is very efficient, it can be relatively slow compared to some other molding methods, especially for very high-volume production runs.
So if you need to produce millions of identical parts very quickly,
yeah,
silicone injection molding might not be the most cost-effective solution.
Exactly. But even with these limitations, the versatility, unique properties, and potential for customization makes silicone injection molding a powerful tool in the manufacturing world.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive into the world of silicone injection molding. We've covered a lot of ground, from the intricate details of the process to the incredible breadth of its applications.
We have.
But there's still more to explore.
Oh.
In the final part of our deep dive, we'll zoom out to the bigger picture. We'll consider the overall impact of silicone injection molding on our lives and the future. Stay tuned. All right, we're back for the final part of our silicone injection molding deep dive.
Here we are.
We've seen how it's used in everything. Medical implants, sustainable kitchenware. We've talked about its strength, its limitations.
It's a pretty versatile process, yeah.
But now I'm curious about the bigger picture. What does the future hold for this technology?
Well, the exciting thing is that silicone injection and molding, it's not standing still.
It's always evolving.
Constantly evolving, driven by innovation and, you know, the demand for even more specialized materials and applications.
So let's put on our futurist hats for a minute. What are some of the trends and advancements that are shaping the future of silicone injection molding?
Well, one area that's particularly exciting is the development of new silicone formulations.
New formulations.
Yeah. With enhanced properties.
What kind of enhanced properties are we talking about?
Imagine silicones that are even more resistant to extreme temperatures, chemicals, or wear and tear.
So we could see silicone parts being used in even more demanding environments.
Exactly.
Like aerospace.
Aerospace, absolutely.
Deep sea exploration.
Oh, yeah. Think about silicone components in spacecraft able to withstand those harsh conditions of space travel. Or imagine underwater robots with silicone seals that can resist the pressure of the ocean depths.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
The possibilities are truly vast.
It sounds like the applications for silicone injection molding are only going to expand as the technology advances.
Absolutely.
But what about the process itself? Are there any innovations on the horizon that could make silicone injection molding even more efficient or precise?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The integration of automation and AI is a game changer.
AI, artificial intelligence.
Exactly. Imagine smart factories where robots handle a lot of the production process, ensuring greater precision, consistency.
So we could see silicone parts being produced with almost zero defects.
That's the goal.
And with incredible speed.
Absolutely. This automation, it could also lead to greater customization.
Customization.
Imagine being able to design a custom silicone part online and have it produced on demand, all within a matter of hours.
That's incredible. So the future of silicone injection molding is all about pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Precision, efficiency, customization.
It really is.
But beyond the technology itself, I'm also curious about its broader impact. How do you see silicone injection molding shaping our lives in the years to come?
Well, as the technology becomes even more advanced and affordable, it's going to open up so many possibilities for entrepreneurs and inventors.
That's a really good point.
Imagine a new generation of creators empowered to bring their silicone-based product ideas to life. You could see a surge in innovation with new products and solutions emerging in fields like healthcare, sustainability, consumer technology.
Wow, it's like silicone injection molding has the potential to democratize manufacturing,
yeah.
Unleash a wave of creativity.
Exactly.
But we can't forget about the sustainability aspect. We talked about bio-based silicones, more eco-friendly production methods.
Right.
How do you see the industry's commitment to sustainability evolving?
I think sustainability is no longer just a buzzword. It's a core value for many businesses, and the silicone injection molding industry is no exception.
Yeah.
I think we'll see a continued push toward more sustainable materials, less waste, and those closed-loop manufacturing systems.
So it's not just about making amazing products. It's about making them in a way that minimizes our impact on the planet.
Exactly. And consumers, they're demanding eco-friendly products now more than ever. Companies that embrace these sustainable practices will not only be doing the right thing for the environment, but they'll be positioning themselves for success in the marketplace.
Absolutely. Well, this has been an incredibly insightful journey into the world of silicone injection molding. We've explored its history, its inner workings, its vast applications, and even had a glimpse into its exciting future.
It's been a fascinating deep dive.
It has. And to our listeners, we hope you've enjoyed this exploration of silicone injection molding. Look around and notice the silicone products in your own life, from the phone in your hand to the medical devices that keep us healthy. Silicone injection molding is shaping our world in countless ways, and as the technology continues to evolve, we can only imagine the incredible innovations that lie ahead. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.